Hello guys, welcome to Life is Too Short and Life is Fun. This is Samantha Morgan and I am here to talk to you about decision making. What do you do when you have a decision to make but you're unsure, or when you made the decision and you want to know that this is the then, after having time to process and think more, which is the problem, you decide, you know what, I don't know, and like, and there's things that happen to make you feel like, I don't know. What do you do? Do you go talk to someone? If you talk to someone, who do you talk to? Who do you want to talk? What step do you take in making a decision for yourself that is so big that you decide, you know what, this is it, I'm going to do it, not with anything else? Do you have peace the whole way through? Or right when you're about to make the decision, you feel like, why did I do that? Well, is this the right decision? That again? And then you do this decision, and you end up feeling like, why did I do that? But the good news is you still have time to change it. I know there's a lot of work in this, but what do you do? I personally feel you should consult the Lord. No, that should be the first thing you do. And of course, get wise counsel. And these last couple of days, I've been hearing a lot about covering and, you know, that sort of thing, and making sure that you have someone that you can go talk to, you know, that can give you wise counsel. Make sure the people in your group are godly, God-fearing people, that they are going to give you wise counsel considering things that go on through the Bible. But the thing is, what happens when you don't have that? A lot of us, we go to church. Some people don't have church home. I'm one of them. Not by choice. It just happened. And now we're out here in this wilderness, and it's hard to just say, I'm going to join somewhere else. I'm going to go somewhere else, because everywhere that I've gone, it just wasn't for me. And I'm not going to go somewhere that grieves my spirit. So, but the thing is, how do you know if not having a covering means that you can't go out there and do the will of God? Like, what do you do? That's the question. When you don't have a covering, is it safe to say that it's okay to have a ministry still? Is it safe to say that it's okay to still go out there and do the work of God because you don't have a covering? A lot of people don't want to deal with that issue. A lot of people, you know, they're like, why would it take on this? Because you don't have a covering, you don't have a way of covering you, praying for you, and all this other stuff. So my question to you guys is, what do you do when you don't really know what decision to make, which way to go, which way not to go? How do you handle it? I have a few things of what God has shared with me on tonight, on how to do this to the best of his knowledge, that he gets the glory, that he gets it all when you're done with this, the right way to do things, or how to go about it. Because at the end of the day, I think we need to remember and realize that God is strategic. Not only is he strategic, he's the God of order. So I say that it doesn't matter whether you believe or not, there's order in this world. And we need to make sure that we're doing the right thing. We gotta make sure that we're making the right decisions in our life. So how do you make the right decision? And are we following a certain order? Is there a certain way to do it? And if you're in ministry and you don't have a covering, should you still be doing things that pertain to ministry? Check out my page, Life is Too Short for Life is Fun, on Facebook, and comment. I need you guys to comment. I know it sounds like I'm rambling, but I promise you, I have a word for you on the next podcast, because it's super awesome, some things that God has shared with me on making the right decision. And I know that it's going to help someone, because you've got to have peace. You've got to sleep. And in order to do those things, there's some steps that you need to take in making the right choice in your life. Strategically planning a way to win souls, to excel in your life today. to my women, I salute you. To my men, I salute you. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Y'all are doing awesome. Y'all are fearful. You want to be made. You are beautiful. You are handsome. You are the priest of your home, gentlemen and women. You are the apple of his eye. So comment under this post. Life is too short for Microsoft on Facebook or outside the four walls ministry. Comment under this post. The title of this is Which Way to Go. Thank you. Yes, we are having a wonderful, awesome, and amazing night. I can't wait to hear what you guys